According to Jackson Milan, the wealth mentor, you do fall into one of seven spending types. And if you figure that out, it makes the rest of your financial, I suppose, system go a little bit better. Jackson Milan, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I told you what I am. What kind of spender are you?
I'm a hybrid of two, actually. I'm a hybrid of the cash splasher and the cash makes me happier.
Ooh.
Which is interesting. It tends to be a little bit of a vicious cycle. But what I've found in my experience is once you can come to terms with your spending type, then you can work out the right structures and tools that you need to hold yourself accountable to kicking some goals.
Yeah, so on that, why is it important to know who I am, what type of spender I am, and how does that help with the rest of my financial planning?
Yeah, look, the interesting thing and the thing that I like so much about your segment is the healthy and wealthy aspect. We need to understand that the interactions we have with money are typically transactional. They're day-to-day, one-off decisions that we're making, and we very rarely take the time to step back and reflect on the bigger picture. And majority of our spending behaviours are driven by mindset, and we've been hardwired over decades to spend in particular ways. And particularly these days, it's so easy to spend money. We've got tap and go. We've got all of these things that make it really hard for us to defer gratification. So therefore, when it comes to spending, and because we're so busy and time is one of the biggest limiting factors in our lives, then unless we come to terms with our spending behaviours, it's very hard for us to overcome them.
Jackson, we also love our healthy and wealthy segment, but at the same time, we hate it because it's a real opportunity to hold a mirror up to ourselves. And often we find ourselves sort of a bit sheepishly addressing a few of our own personal issues, especially when it comes to spending money. Can you take us through a few of these spender types that you've identified? What are they?
Definitely. So I'll pre-frame by saying that when it comes to anything in life, and particularly when it comes to money and finance, when we look at these kind of profiles and these spender types, there's two-thirds of people on average that are doing these things, that are causing them harm or kind of setting them back. And there's typically one-third that are applying them in such a way where they're actually still able to move forwards and achieve their goals. So there's two aspects of all of these spender types. So the first one's the cash stasher. And this is one that we see a lot, particularly in the older generation, who typically tries to hoard cash. They've got cash under the bed. They're kind of sitting on their hands. They're waiting for the right time. They're ones that are always worried about the unforeseen. What if the worst happens? And because of this, because they are kind of stockpiling this cash and waiting for the right opportunity or protecting against the unforeseen, they're essentially doing themselves harm. They've missed out on a lot of opportunities to continue to build and grow their wealth for the future.
Mm-hmm.
The next one's kind of the cash splasher, and we've spoken about this a little bit, but this is the individual that likes to throw a bit of money around. They go to the bar, they buy drinks.
They're a fun person to hang out
they're
with.
They're very fun. They're very fun. But they tend to utilise this as a way of taking the edge off because they tend to be working very hard. This is their form of stress relief and taking that pressure away. So by being able to reward themselves and those that they care about, that's a way that they essentially exert that behaviour.
Okay, there's another group of people where they use cash for happiness, Jackson.
This is me.
Yeah, so this is the one that likes to partake in a bit of retail therapy.
Yep.
And look, I've been guilty of this myself, that essentially you're trying to find the solution to the world's problems by tapping the credit card at the checkout of your favourite department store.
The next one I find really interesting. I reckon you mentioned a hybrid. I can definitely identify with the splasher, but also the wannabe Chicken Little investor as well.
Yeah, this is something that's become very common, and particularly given that we've got access to so much information and social media, we're all familiar with what's happened over the past probably 12 months or so in terms of this cryptocurrency craze.
Oh, yeah.
That everyone's been talking about it, but it's been very, very silent since January when there was a substantial crash in the crypto market. So people always like to talk about their wins, never like to talk about their losses. And for many people, when they do invest, they are Chicken Little investors because they're constantly trying to outsmart the market.
The points accumulator? Who's that?
The points accumulator is typically we find that this tends to be the individual who's trying to always shop around for the deal. They're trying to find the right credit card that's going to give them the most points or frequent flyer miles so they can get away on that trip, trying to I guess, outsmart the system. The shortcoming of this spender profile is that they're overlooking the potential damage they're doing in terms of overspending. One of the things that is so dangerous today is that because of all of these cards that have so many different terms and conditions, we may be overlooking the actual net benefit of what we're spending compared to what we're actually earning. And at the end of the day, these banks are in business, and I'm not sure if you've seen their profits over the last few years, but these types of incentives make them a lot of money.
And then we've got two categories left, and they're at opposite ends of the scale. The ignorer, so the person who's accumulated debt, can't seem to get on top of it and is burying their head in the sand. That's not where you want to be. But then there's the Midas.
The Midas, yes. So the Midas, once again, has two sides to it. This is the person that either has the belief or in reality, everything that they touch turns to gold. Money keeps flowing, opportunities keep arising. They seem to be making all of the right decisions and continuing to push forwards. The thing we need to be mindful of is this is all a matter of perspective as well. It's very important that we're realistic and we're willing to come face-to-face with our current situation. So it doesn't need to be just the perceived reality. It actually, we need to come to terms with the cold, hard facts. So the Midas needs to be mindful they're not spending too much, trying to, I guess, expect that the money's going to continue to flow year after year moving forward.
I just want to know where these spending habits come from. Is it something that you think is inherited based on the way you're brought up? And then part two of that question, how hard is it to change?
Yeah, great question. I think this is something that we do absorb from our upbringing.
Thanks, Mum.
Yeah. Well, look, I inherited a lot of my spending behaviours from my parents. My mum was an ignorer when I was younger. We did it pretty tough, and she was trying to be there to raise me whilst my dad was working away. And I still remember, as if it was yesterday, the bills piling up on the kitchen table, completely unopened and essentially just trying to ignore the fact that she was in a bit of a hard spot. Luckily enough, she's been able to turn that around and overcome those behaviours. And for my dad, he was definitely the cash makes me happier and a little bit of a Chicken Little investor, particularly in small business. And ultimately, because we're observing those behaviours, that becomes our reality as well. One of the most important lessons that my dad told me as a kid was actually when he was teaching me how to ride a bike. And he said to me, when you're riding a bike, whatever you're looking at is ultimately where you're going to go. And I think, unfortunately for us, we do understand sometimes the shortcomings of our parents or those around us. But because we're so focused on not becoming them, we ultimately do become them. So we need to, I guess, pay homage to and respect where we've come from, but we need to come to terms with our reality and then utilise that experience to formulate better behaviours. But it doesn't happen overnight. As I mentioned, we've been programmed to spend in particular ways and behave in particular ways over decades. So we need to make, sustainable and simple changes, little by little over time, to set ourselves on a new path for the life that we desire.
Okay, so that's an interesting point. When you identify what type of spender you are or how you are with money, and then you look at the changes you want to make, you need to make sure that, well, it's something that you can do going on. It's not just a quick fix and you'll go back into old habits. There's a gradual approach to this, Jackson.
Exactly right. So I break this down into three components at a very high level. And this helps us address the mindset, because the mindset is the most important part. So there's the reality of our situation or our kind of current state. There is the destination or our desired state. And then there's the gap. Now, of course, we need to come to terms with our situation and what exists and what we have to work with today. But what is more important is defining the destination. And far too often, people overlook the destination. They're more so considering money as the destination itself. Money is just a vehicle. So we need to understand what it is that we want and, more importantly, why. And once we've been able to define that, we've worked out what we want, what it costs, when we want it, then we have the ability to reverse engineer that and then ask ourselves, are we willing to stick the course, defer the gratification, save the money and have it work for us to allow us to achieve that end goal?
Hey, Jackson, really good to learn a few things, although slightly confronting. I've already texted my mum, but appreciate your insight today. We'll have to get you back, I reckon.
I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Jackson Milan there. You can have a look at his book as well, Enjoy the Journey, Creating Wealth and Living the Life You Desire. There's more detail on that, and you can head to the website as well, wealth-mentor.com.au.